Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You cannot spend money in the bank, but you can get money from the bank. Oh, I got some spiritual people. I can see it in your eyes. You know where I'm going. The way you don't mature in church. The church is your bank. This is where you come to have deposits made. I'm making a deposit. You go out with a withdrawal. You follow me? So that you get interest when you interact. You interact with the devil who works through his people. Then God works through his people. And our response must be greater than the devil's people. They hate we. They hold grudges we. They're sad we. No, not happy, joy. Happiness is a temporary condition. It's a place you visit like Disney World. You visit happiness, but we have joy that strengthens us. Are you with me? So how do we fight off the scourge, the danger, the disease of immaturity? Paul says, God loves us so much that he gives us people. And I love this because it says here in verse 13, till we come to unity. Ooh, glory to God. That means you need the fivefold ministry until all encumbrances of unity are out of your soul. So therefore, you'll need them till we die. That means you have to be so perfect in forgiveness, so perfect in love, so perfect in joy that you don't need to come to church. You ought to be so rooted and grounded that when you are not in church, listen carefully, you are the church. And since we have not reached that vaunted place, then it behooves us to be here every time the door is open. See, the devil will tell you, you ain't got to be to church every time the door is open. Tell that to a wino or an alcoholic. They're in the bar or where the liquor is every day. They know they need it. And when they are forced to give it up, they undergo something that we parenthetically call the DTs, which is the body's way of rebelling against the absence of the alcohol. You get spiritual DTs if you really love Jesus. You can't stay out of church long. Something happens to you. You start feeling a certain way. You get miserable and grumpy. And then let me tell you the third sign. You start eating a lot because your soul is hungry, but you feed your body. Let me move on here now. I didn't preach so much over the last couple of weeks, I tell you. All right, so he says here that the task of the ministries of verse 11 is to perfect the saints, verse 12, bring them to unity, and then in verse 14, they will come to a place where they are no longer tossed about by doctrine. Now, what are the signs of maturity? Paul continues to teach this in this fourth chapter. This fourth chapter is the introduction, say introduction, the fourth chapter is the introduction to doing. The first three are the revelation of being. The fourth chapter and forward are the introduction to doing. So I dare not suggest to you that God doesn't want us to do something. But the question is, what are we to do? Because some things we do are not necessary. Listen, one thing I've learned over the past 30 years of pastoring Bethel is you don't have to comment on everything. Even if you're right, you don't have to say anything about it. What's the point? There is this growing need to be right. I told you, I knew. So what? You knew. So what? The world is not going to cease spinning on its axis because you knew. See how pride slips in? True humility tells us that when we know something, go to God. And then ask him, what should I do? There are people who bring me things as the pastor, and they want me to step in and correct behavior and do things. And there are times when I need to do that, particularly when the attitude can affect the general body. But then there are times when somebody steps on your toe. Just get over it. Get a Dr. Scholl's bunion pad, put it on there, and get people step on your toes. People are rude in stores. They're rude. They step in front of you. They get into the express line with 37 items, and then they write a check. And then they, I got these coupons. You're in the express line. You're only supposed to have 10. Don't it aggravate you when you go to McDonald's and you go in and people read the menu? It's the same thing. You know, I'm trying to find out what I want. And then you wind up getting the same thing. I have the small chicken McNuggets, the large fries, and the medium Diet Coke. And it took you 27 minutes to figure it out. And yet here you are as the Christian. You have to deal with this idiocy. And God, and then you begin to realize through maturity that God put that person in front of you to calm you. That even through, God uses aversion therapy and other people. Let's go on. So as Paul continues on, remember, the key in verse chapter 4 is verse 11, 12, 13, and 14. To give us help so that we can mature. But then, because of Paul's way of writing, he brings that idea down through the fourth chapter, and he says, one of the signs of you being mature, verse 17, is that you no longer walk as other unbelievers. Your lifestyle is different. We don't work at it, but we should. We think that maturity happens by osmosis, that it's just going to happen. That's not biblical. And Paul's going to tell you, he's going, ooh, glory to God. I get happy when I preach. I'm not apologizing, but I get happy because this is the word of life. Do you understand? God loved us so much, he gave us a book to tell us how to live. And the principles are easy to apply, difficult to follow, but easy to apply. Just do it. Nike, just do it. You call it Nike. It's Nike. Listen to this. Therefore, I say unto you, I testify in the Lord, that you from this moment forward, what moment forward? The moment you understand that the Holy Spirit has given you gifted people not to develop your gift, but to develop you. You see, this is why we have individuals in ministry who aren't capable of maintaining their own passion. They live lives that are contrary to the word of God. And I'm not talking about sexual immorality, because when you hear the word passion, immediately you go over to fornication and adultery. But no, passion can also drive the need for position. I have never in my life seen so many Christians desirous of position that they forget God. And so Paul says here, he says you're supposed to walk as a believer, not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. See there? In other words, stop believing your own press clippings. Don't think you're as great as everybody suggests. Listen, God can use you. Something he said to me several years ago. He said, it doesn't matter if other people think you're great. Only you don't think you're great. Because I can't stop people from saying, great man of God. But I've got to say, I'm not great. And if you conduct yourself in a manner that reflects the greatness of Christ, they'll stop calling you great. But when you start insisting that certain things are done because it's you, because you're walking in a position, because you're in a ministry, for some reason, the ministry today, Satan did something. He knew he couldn't fight the development of ministry, so he joined it. And now our ministers, our apostles, our prophets, our evangelists, our pastor teachers are going around on the one hand acting humble, but on the other hand doing things to disrupt the flow of God by taking attention to themselves. Now you see this in our churches throughout America. While the service is going on, prophetic people now get up and go talk to others and give them words of prophecy while you're in the midst of praise and worship. That's out of order. The Holy Ghost is not divided. He can't lead everybody else into praise and worship and you over here giving a word. That's not God. See, this is what Paul is trying to suggest. We have to grow up. We have to stop looking for opportunities to present our gift and start looking for opportunities to serve. To serve. Oh, Lord, you preaching, man of God. Yes, I am. He said, listen, they have their understanding darkened. See, they think that greatness comes from being used of God. But when you are really living for God and walking with him, you know that greatness doesn't come from being used of God. It comes from being submitted to God. To the point where the glow of ministry has been replaced by your love for God. Even David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. That's all he wanted. What about you?
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.